Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I've been ranting about the fact that there's a red carpet for the illegal aliens from the entire planet. I mean, haven't the illegal aliens ever wondered why the government gives them a red carpet to put up billboards saying they're taking over the U.S. and free health care, free welfare, everything else? It's to help bring down the country. We've got Kurt Nimmo joining us to talk about the war. They're beating the drums to go into Iran, claiming now that Iran's al-Qaeda, and now saying that they're going to shift the worldwide war on terror from al-Qaeda to Iran. Now, they already did that once. They shifted it and said, we're no longer worried about al-Qaeda. We're catching bin Laden. Now it's Saddam. And then after they were done with him, they said, now it's back to al-Qaeda, and now it's to Iran. So we'll be talking about that and a lot more. And George Humphrey joins us, too, in studio later. But right now, let's go to some of your calls. We're taking calls on my local in-studio line today, 512-646-5400. Let's talk to Malcolm in Austin, Texas, who disagrees. Thanks for holding, Malcolm. Go ahead, Malcolm. You're on the air.
Am I on now?
Yes, you are.
Okay, hi. I love your show. I've tried to turn you on to some people. There are actually some listeners out there who claim that you're with Mossad. And my message to them goes, yeah, no. This is my message to these people. They say that you stutter when you talk about Israel. That's their claim. But my message is this. If you believe that Alex Jones is with Mossad, well, the Pope and the Dalai Lama just ate a whole bunch of Hostess Twinkies and are now going to San Francisco to kill the mayor. So there. Anyway, I have two complaints and two questions for you. My first complaint regards you saying that the central bankers are dumping the dollar to get the dollar down, and then like a few minutes later, you're saying that the central bankers are dumping gold to send the price of gold down. Alex, you can't do both simultaneously because dollar and the gold are opposed to each other price wise.
Well, I've had on the Gata Group, who's been in federal international court suing the central banks, and we've had Nobel Prize winners on. We've had the head of the New York School of economics on. We've had all these top economists on, and whoever said that the laws of this rigged stock market and somewhat rigged and manipulated metals market and commodities, whoever said that you couldn't have that going on? The central banks, the IMF said last week they were going to dump more gold on the market to drive down gold.
Yeah, but that would increase the value of the dollar if you do that.
Okay, well, you're not listening to what I'm saying, sir.
Okay.
Look, fine, believe what you want. Fine. I'm wrong. How's that sound?
Okay. Well, Alex, before, also, you were talking about silver. Ted Butler and Jim Rogers did acknowledge that there is a huge amount of silver in China. They're just not selling it. So even though the price of silver, I've invested in metals, and I've done very well. And but the thing about it is there is a huge supply of silver in China. They just haven't dumped it yet. And Jim Rogers acknowledged that. Just to let you know.
So you're saying silver is going to go down?
I don't know, but what I'm worried about is if when the AWACS plane was conveniently dropped off to China years ago with all that radar supply.
And they didn't follow their standard operating procedure to trigger the acid baths that destroy the codes.
Right. Well, the price of silver magically went down. And there's some people out there in the metals markets who I've talked with, they think that there may be some kind of deal going on between the United States and China, with not just with them financing our debt by buying our bonds and stuff, but also with selling silver to keep the price low, because silver is one of the oldest forms of money, and it's some people also argue that it's sort of used as a choke collar to keep the price of gold down.
Well, of course it is. Listen, I appreciate your call.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with people that the U.S. government has a policy of a weak dollar. They have stated that. And to say that, I'm going to come back and break it down. But that's what all the experts have also said on this show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99, with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, I want to comment on some of the things that the caller from Austin, Texas was discussing. He was saying, which way is it? Do the people running the U.S. financial system want a weak dollar or a strong dollar? Well, they have been printing a lot of the dollars. They've been issuing a lot of liquidity and credit. They have been doing things that have been driving down the value of the dollar. But then as gold rises up, I mean, this is subtled nuances here. They've got gold suppressed. It's up today at 9,000, at 930-something. But they don't want it to be at parity to 1980s highs of $2,300-plus. And so even though we see gold way up, it is still suppressed. And the IMF and others have been caught selling gold to other member central banks at below cost many times. And so when a bunch of gold and billions of dollars of gold gets sold at below price, that drives down the price. That's the whole point. They are manipulating the market. Just like they manipulate the CPI, just like they put out fake numbers on unemployment. When someone goes off of the unemployment rolls, they then count them as employed. So We're here having debates about the financial system going off of what they say. That's a little naive. But instead of debating all of this, gold was $260-something an ounce 5 years ago, and it's now $930-plus dollars an ounce. Silver was $5 an ounce, and now it's $19 an ounce. The dollar was the most powerful currency in the world, and it's now behind every major industrialized nation and dropping. So I don't even know what the debate is about. We know the policies of devaluing the dollar are being carried out. We know that the IMF and World Bank have come out and said they believe the dollar is going to go down substantively more in the next year. See, what happens is the Federal Reserve wants to keep inflation, at least on the surface, down domestically. And in congressional testimony, Bernanke says, well, inflation isn't too high domestically, which it really is. And he lies and says it's at 6%. Last year he said it was at 2%, when it's really at about 15 or higher. And so globally out in the world, gold really hasn't gone up that much. It's gone up here domestically. And so when they try to hammer gold down, they're doing that because it does tend to destroy confidence in not just the dollar, but other currencies. And so they don't want it to be an investment for everybody because there's so many futures contracts on it. There's so much leveraged investment involved in it. And it gets into a lot of other delicate complexities. But next time we've got Bob Chapman on, I'll have him explain it to you, caller. As for me having to spend time responding to, am I a Scientologist, am I a Mossad agent, am I a Catholic agent, I stammer quite a bit when I get excited and I start talking about things. So for people to say, oh, listen to how Alex stammered right there. I stammer constantly when I get excited and got 10 points I want to make. It's very frustrating. And I also get angry, not angry about myself individually. I enjoy being attacked. I like it. I like fighting with people. I like the fact, at a sick level, there's lots of jealous do-nothings who are mad at the fact that I work a lot more hours than they do, and I'm a lot smarter than they are, and that... You know, when somebody hates me, I'll hate them right back. But at an intellectual level, I get very upset. You know, we all have mixed feelings about things. Because there is sodium fluoride in the water. It is retarding the average IQ levels of someone who drinks it. This is government studies by about 20 points on average. And we posted those reports and played those congressional testimonies, and we've done it all here. They are chemtrailing us. They are engaging in mass eugenics. They are getting rid of our borders. The illegal aliens are getting free health care and free welfare as a supplement, as an incentive to come here in even greater numbers. But the government is building FEMA camps. And there are groups that fight over whether it should all be about Catholics or all about Protestants. And they all fight with each other. And that's all these groups do. They'll say New World Order in their writings, but that's about it. There's no political activism. There's no warning the general public. I mean, can you imagine somebody driving along, listening to this show for the first time in Austin, Texas, on 1330 AM, or 590 AM, or 90.1, or 96.3, or somebody listening to the two AM stations and FM station we got in upstate New York, or somebody, the two stations we've got in Ohio, or three stations we've got in Illinois, or a station in Florida, or two stations in California, and Needles, and also one that goes into San Diego, or all the other affiliates in Montana, Wyoming, Idaho. I mean, they're driving along in their cars, and they're hearing people call up and say, I don't think you're an agent. Well, A, I'm not an agent, but B, it doesn't matter. What are you going to do about the things I talk about? Agents don't get on air and tell you you have personal power. Agents don't get on air and say, we have a chance to defeat the New World Order. They just don't get on air and say, you're all leaders, get involved, pick an issue, any issue. Agents get on air and say, we all need to unify. We all need to go follow this group. We all need to have this or that. We all need to, you know, that's what agents or control freaks always do. Agents don't say, start your own group, you know, be nonviolent. I mean, look at the fruits, literally. With this radio show, because of my listeners taking action, everybody I talk to in the movement says, you know, it's unanimous. Alex Jones has woken up more people than anybody else. Alex Jones has brought in the mighty harvest. Alex Jones has the fruit on the tree. Now, sometimes I think maybe the fruit isn't good because everybody that calls me up or sends me a letter or an email says, you woke me up, but now I know you're evil. See, they don't have any logic there. And so I start thinking, man, maybe I wake everybody up and then I just hand them over to all the bottom-feeding crazies who are all in factionalized infighting because that's how society works. Let me give all the people out there that are mad that you're not the big leader and that you're mad that you don't have the millions of listeners and all of this. Let me give you a few tips. When you make money off a book you sell or something, don't take a vacation. Hire people. Write a better book. Make a better video. Or let me give you a tip. Spend time empowering people and having a message about information and things that are happening. And inform them about the grid and how the world works and what the systems are doing. You know, people want different subjects, different guests, different info. That's what makes a popular radio show and effective as well. If you perseverate on one subject over and 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 over again, it doesn't garner large audiences. And I'm also trying to give you a little bit of a tip there. I mean, if we wake up the public to the fact that eugenics is being carried out against us, that we're being poisoned, and we can give them the documents and the facts and the info, they're going to wake up and the New World Order is going to fall. But if we start instead of starting at square A and go to square Z with people and immediately get into the most esoteric things or interlocking secret societies and different global mafias, you are not going to defeat the New World Order. You see, there's an attack profile of divide and conquer that the New World Order has where they... When you read COINTELPRO, you can go read the thousands of pages that were declassified. It was how to go get groups to fight with each other. I mean, I use the example of the Black Panthers in Chicago and Detroit and other places, L.A., New York, D.C. They'd go to them and they'd infiltrate with well-spoken blacks on the payroll. And they'd say, you know, brother, what Ishmael, he won't talk about how it's this. And we need to radicalize things and... You know, we need to start robbing banks instead of feeding the homeless, and we need to get radical and get violent, and then that would immediately create division, and they'd have fights over the violent split-off groups, and then the violent split-off group would be run by a Fed, and then they would not bust the violent group, they'd go bust all the peaceful people. So, A, I love how in the message boards there's always, we need to start killing these people and start hanging them and start murdering them, and we'll go track their IPs, their blocked IPs, but we've learned that their IPs... that clusters of feds are using, where they're coming from. I mean, there's feds out there doing that. So, look, we're having an effect educating people one person at a time, just teaching them that there is a box you're in, get outside the box, that there is a paradigm control, that there's stuff going on you don't know about, that there's a world out there outside of television and church, that there are elites, that they are carrying out programs. And then I've always been successful because I've just said, don't believe me, go look at what I'm claiming. Go look at what I'm saying. And then we get people to go out and take action on their own. And that's what's most effective. That's an attack that isn't organized, that the New World Order can't compute for and can't deal with and can't infiltrate. You think they can infiltrate 30 million people putting up Ron Paul signs? They don't have that many agents. They're defenseless against us. They're defenseless against everything we're doing as long as it's uncoordinated and multifaceted lone wolf guerrilla information warfare attacks. Launch InfoWar now. Defeat the enemy.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
It's really elementary. We need to be unified as a movement against tyranny, but be diverse. And anybody that tries to get us to infight with each other, those are the agents. Or more often than not, they've engineered us to be infighters. They've engineered us to be small-minded. It's how we've been trained. So most of them aren't even agents. So stay focused on the message. Most anti-New World Order groups are neurotic weirdos who can't ever even cover an issue or a news story to warn the public because they're too busy obsessing on how only they know the secret key. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Betsy in Florida. You're on the air, Betsy. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thank you. I'm a longtime subscriber to Prison Planet TV. Very much enjoy it.
Thank you for the support.
I wanted to give people something positive. I followed you for a long time, and we've been doing a lot of things here in Panama City. First of all, my husband is the mayor of Callaway, and one of the things that we had going here was we live near an Air Force base, and the military was trying to control our development here. Their excuse was that they needed to control what was developed because of the airspace and so forth. And my husband supported an effort with another mayor here to fight the military on that, and they won. Because, you know, they wanted to make the other cities see that once the military had control of that, they'd have control of other things too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I also started my own newsletter, which I just, you know, I paid for myself. I published it. I used some of your material as my sources.
Good.
Of course. Got that out there. That's a very easy thing to do with the way computers are now. You can email it to people or mail it.
Exactly. Just wake people up. Just start attacking the info war. Just get in there with your weapons and just get in there and go after the New World Order.
Another thing that people can do, which I did, I went on a speech circuit myself. I just went to, I got myself on the agenda for every city council meeting in the area and just spoke against the New World Order and just told people about the Real ID Act and all the other things and what the what was coming in the future and what was already on the law books that I quoted and so forth. Usually what happened was the city council members didn't care, but the people in the audience were very interested and very supportive.
Absolutely. And all over the country, people are going to city council meetings. That's where you find the people that care and are involved. And it's having a giant effect. And again, you're the perfect example of what we need here with the weapons that we have in the info war. You are taking action. You are out there getting the job done. And I salute you, Betsy.
Thank you. I do have one question, though, Alex. I know that for the coming time, especially when there's an economic downturn, you're suggesting people move out in the country to be more independent. My question is, we're in a situation where we can't move out of the city, and we do own our home and our property. We're trying to grow our own food and stuff. But what do you suggest for people like us? What more can we do? Like, I'm worried our property taxes will go up or something.
Well, I'm not saying everybody should move to the country. I'm saying that's an option if you can find the right place. I mean, it's good to even have 5, 10, 20 acres, 50, 60 miles from where you live in case there is a complete depression. If you've got a mobile home or something else, you can go out there with your storable food and basically wait it out. I mean, if we do have a depression, it will unravel into war in the streets overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we'll have a complete unraveling of society. Even the federal government has said that's a danger. And so, I'm just saying that if there's a breakdown and there's riots or burning, I mean, look, I wouldn't live in Los Angeles. I wouldn't live in East L.A. I wouldn't live in Southern L.A. I wouldn't live in New York City. I wouldn't live in the middle of Chicago. It's just those big urban centers are time bombs. They're also big terror attacks, big terror attack targets, just waiting to happen, or bird flu attacks. I mean, if you're living out in the country, it's a very low probability that the feds are going to release the plague or whatever they're going to do in your area. You're going to be able to lock down and stay safe. But if you're in a major city, you may be there when the spray planes fly over and spray the city. So there's just no telling with these psychopaths running things. Just statistically, it's safer to live in the country. We're going to come back, take more calls, then Kurt Nemo is going to be in the studio. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
It's progressing. It's only a matter of time until it's completely taken over our lives. We are entering martial law. Clearly, America has all the signs. There is no time like the present to get prepared by protecting yourself and your family. Find the information you need to arm yourself with an InfoBomb ebook at SurviveMartialLaw.com. This ebook will tell you everything you need to know about how to prepare and handle living in martial law. The worst part of martial law is the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to stay calm and how to act around controlling troops. Get tips on where to store valuables, emergency food, and what signs to look for. Surviving martial law can be difficult, but it is possible. Arm yourself with knowledge, as this will be the only weapon you will have to protect yourself and your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com. That's SurviveMartialLaw.com. Or call 608-819-8011. That's 608-819-8011 to order this hard-hitting ebook today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
This is the end. Beautiful prayer. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety, no surprise, the end. I'll never look into your again. Can you picture what we'll...
All right, let's go ahead and talk to Frank in New Jersey. Frank, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, as soon as Bernadine Smith is finished with her definitive work, she's got up on her website right now, Constitution of the UN Industrial Development Organization, document 97-10, that was signed illegally into law by Ronald Reagan in January 17, 1980, that basically is the incremental deindustrialization of our country to build up the third world, China, India, and all that. It's all documented. She's an unsung hero, and but it's right there. Also a matter of the mobile consulate, the New York City consulate, Mexican consulate, has mobile units going around to pockets of illegals to get them all documented with their globalist agenda. It's in Home Tribune, March 27th, THNT.com, the 27th, A1. Mobile consulate gets Mexican passports. Also, talk about oxymoron. President George Bush Sr. To law illegally, oxymoron again. Executive Order 12803, private selling off infrastructure, privatization of infrastructure. And my phone's slipping out, so you just can comment on that, Alex. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I know it's true. We're going into United Nations receivership. The whole country is being taken over. And the average American, I just desperately want to warn them. And they were preconditioned that the UN basically doesn't exist, the NAFTA highways don't exist, the corporate takeovers don't exist. They're just so arrogant. Now they're finally realizing that the government's taking their Bill of Rights, taking their Constitution. I remember about 2 weeks ago I saw an article where Mississippi announced, hey, we're just going to get rid of the Fourth Amendment and spy on anybody we want without warrants. And then the Washington Post and everybody else announced in the last week that, yeah, the government listens to everybody without warrants. And then all these documents got released. We already knew it, but there it is. And police come to your door and demand a search for guns and basically push their way in from Oakland, California to D.C., from Tucson, Arizona to Dallas, Texas. It's just lawlessness, complete and total evil everywhere. And it really pains me that this is happening. I mean, I live here. My children live here. My wife lives here. And that's why I yell and scream and flip out in some hope it'll wake people up. Frankly, half the time, I just get frustrated. I do this far too much. You know, this is not some joy. Sometimes it is, but most of the time it's anger is what brings me to the air, but also love of my family and everybody else who's innocent. And we just have really wicked, corrupt people in control of the government and control of the police and control of the corporations and most of the courts. And they're unifying their power right now. They're expanding their power right now. They are intensifying their power right now. And they know what they're doing. So, you know, what do you do? It's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And as they take the pension funds, as they implode the companies, as they take the jobs, as things get worse and worse, as Barack Obama shot his mouth off in an elitist fashion and said, you know, clutching to their religion, clutching to their guns. He thought he was speaking to an ivory tower group in San Francisco, and now Herr Hillary is going after him for it. But believe me, she's more elitist than he is, and that's their mindset. Look, they know you're bitter. They know you're upset. They know you're going to freak out. But it won't matter because the SWAT teams are going to get you in your town one at a time. They're going to get your kids one at a time. They're going to take you to the prison one at a time. They're going to catch your kids smoking pot one at a time. They're going to get you on welfare one at a time. They're going to get you in the psychiatric system one at a time. And those working in the system are brainwashed themselves. They don't even know what they're doing. They don't even know what they're part of. And we've got really tough times ahead of us. There is no mistake that it's going to get more and more serious as time elapses, as time goes forward. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that that's the case. We have a criminally insane, hyper-intelligent elite that have cold-bloodedly said everything is about survival of the fittest. You know, they say our ancestors were meaner and tougher. That's why they got control and smarter. And any species overrides another species. Even there's wars within species. You know, there's the same species, as many species of ant that have wars with each other. And they cold-bloodedly, scientifically, have no empathy for their fellow man. They say, we're going to first dumb you down so you can't resist us. And then we're going to cold-bloodedly institute eugenics programs through bioethics. And we're going to euthanize and poison and soft kill and murder you. And they see me as a soft weakling because I empathize with African children being injected with AIDS in their polio shots and their smallpox shots. I empathize with mothers having their children die. I am weak. I am pathetic to them. Now, I know this. So the globalists can say I'm weak and pathetic, but I am not the weak and pathetic that the general public is, not even able to see a threat when it's coming. Also, I'm not a member of the elite. And so I know that I'm targeted for extermination. I'm targeted for eugenics. But I'll tell you this, if I was an elitist, if my family was worth, you know, $100 billion and married into every other elite family and there were university endowments named after me and, you know, all of this, and I had mansions all over the world and helicopter pads and I had, you know, three PhDs, and that's who we're talking about with these people. If I was one of those people, I guess genetically, inbreeding between predatory psychopathic families, these are genetic psychopaths, most of them, or genetic sadists. And I would enjoy it. I would like it. It is a raw, cold exercise of dominant power. I think they're narrowing the future of humanity. I think they're also endangering the Earth. They're on such power trips, and they're nihilistic. They're doing a lot of scientific things, genetic engineering, the fission fusion, the particle accelerators, the, you know, all of it that is endangering the planet, the bioweapons programs. And I think that they are getting so inbred and so insane, they're like Roman emperors there before the fall in 410, that they are the greatest threat to this species. And it's very sad to me that a cop driving along listening to me on average, or the general public, can't even understand what I'm saying. And this is just 101 science, 101 what's going on. And I look at my dear children and I think, you know, at least I've, you know, given them consciousness. I mean, I didn't give them anything. God set the clock to ticking, but, you know, I made the conscious decisions to do what I did. I had children, and they're in great danger. We're all in great danger, and they're beautiful, wonderful little angels, and I've brought them into this dark world. But, you know, the world's always been dark. It's always had problems, and we need to have life in the middle of all this darkness, you know, that little rainbow. And we need to protect it and love it and really be devoted to life and devoted to purity and devoted to goodness. And then any time I wake up at 3 a.m. with feelings of fear of knowing the New World Order would love to kill me if they thought they could get away with it and not, you know, alert the slaves, knowing I'm in great danger, knowing that down the road there's very dark times ahead for me and my family. I mean, statistically there is. I pray God protect me, but that's God's will. And but when I realize all the other innocents and all the other creative, wonderful people that have been smashed and destroyed by this, it's not even courage that comes to me. It is conviction, and it's being committed, and not even worry anymore. I'm not even worried anymore. I'm not even upset. You know, many times when I'm calm, I get upset when I'm on air because I have to focus on this and talk about it. But it is a melancholy. Because we face individuals that have studied every dictatorship, every system of conditioning and mind control, and who cold-bloodedly have created an amalgamation, an art form, a fusion of evil. And they turn my fellow man into materialistic, grasping, hollow automatons who are all operating from their most base-level desires. Now, the base has a place in your psyche, but you're also supposed to have the, you know, the higher forms and the... We just all have been turned into over-competitive, hyper-driven, obsessive-compulsive, backstabbing, backbiting. Evil's just growing. I can look in people's eyes. I can see the activity. I can see what's going on. And when evil grows around you, when people betray you, backstab you, then you want to crush them, and then, which is really a natural response, but then also you catch yourself liking it, defeating people, winning, and then it, you know, it has to be defend yourself but not go overboard. I mean, I talk about this a lot. And a lot of you are liberal that listen, you've been conditioned, but it is part of the eugenics program. You were for abortion, and most of it's because you've been part of abortion or you've supported it, and you can't go back and admit you were wrong. It's like a lot of the people that attack me and make things up about me, they committed a long time ago to think I was bad, so they can't ever say they were wrong. So they just continue to look for non-evidence to, you know, say I'm bad. No, I'm good. I'm for real. And as much as I don't want to make this show about me, everybody's made it about me now. And right now, this show is growing exponentially. Right now, we have never grown this fast. We've never reached more people. We've never gotten more attention. And I want you to know I'm humble. I am absolutely blasted and blown away and brought low by all this attention. And it's very stressful. And because I do not have the ego that I need to be able to do this in a more healthy fashion. As I become more spiritually developed, I lose more and more my ego. It burns away. And it then becomes just a exercise in trying to defend the weak. And there is really no self-pleasure in it. In fact, it's the opposite of pleasure. It's fulfilling. I'm fulfilled and I'm empowered. But it is not something that's relish. It is more a great responsibility. And then I look at myself, a hunchbacked, pot-bellied, black circles around my eyes. And I look at my mind. I self-analyze. And I am one wicked bastard. But compared to everybody else, I'm one of the best people that you'll ever meet. That's how evil things are. That's how bad things are. And the New World Order is going to hurt you, folks. They're going to hurt you real bad. And for everybody in the system who serves the system out there, you know deep down in your gut, your spirit, I'm telling you the truth. You're going to get hurt real bad, and I wish you weren't going to get hurt real bad. And I wish I wasn't going to get hurt real bad. And I wish my family wasn't going to get hurt real bad. And I wish these people weren't running things. But I'm here to give you a newsflash. They are. And they like to hurt you. They've given over to it. To them, hurting people is like breathing. To me, I look at a sweet, dear child with that electricity in their eyes and the happiness and their wonderment at the world as their brain is growing. And I just see the handiwork of God's creation, and just, it's a window into the universe and the heavens, and you know, things we'll never see or dream or even imagine, but it's just like it's like a twinkling glimpse of God. And the New World Order, they love to hurt children. They love piles of dead children. They love scorched earth and burning forests. They love deformed creatures in laboratories. They love abomination. They love evil. They love pain. And they run it, and they're setting up the world. They're setting the table. All the horrors you've seen the last 1,000 years were just cooking the meal, preparing the table, getting all of it out on the table. And now they're pulling out their knives and forks, and we're on the spread, and they're about to have their great blood meal. Their great victory. Victory after victory after victory after victory against good. Victory after victory after victory against love. Victory after victory after victory against decency and honor and everything that's good. Just victory after victory after victory after victory after victory after victory after victory. And all these deluded souls that serve the dark force, everything they do is towards destroying the planet. Everything they do is towards destroying everything that's decent. God help us. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Illinois. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
I just want to say something. You know, for people who are just even doubting all of this, what chance are they willing to take? What chance are they willing to sit there and say, well, this guy's a lunatic, these people are crazy? What chance is that? That's a huge chance. It's better to be safe than sorry. And half these people, they're so ignorant. And they're so self-developed in their own world, materialistic, influenced by I tell you what, the only reason why I turned into all of this I stopped watching TV. I got rid of my basic cable. I got rid of my television, everything. And I used the internet for a learning tool. And from that point on, I started learning and developing what's really going on in this world. Rather than following MTV's crap or the news that gives, you know, half truth, and if even that half truth, you know, I'm just at awe that people are so blind. I don't even know what to say. I mean, even on the internet, I saw Oprah. You know, she made a comment about there's so many ways to heaven. I'm not trying to get in a religious discussion, but she upset a lot of people.
No, I hear you, and I'm glad you're on board, just questioning. Really glad you're there. Anything else?
It just doesn't make sense, you know. People really need to open up their eyes, and if they're not going to take action, at least listen and be aware. Because
I hear you. Look, everybody knows in their guts it's all true.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
with us for 30 minutes for the next hour, then George Humphrey for an hour and a half. And your phone calls continually throughout. Mike and Gary and Bob and many others that are holding patiently. A few sponsors of the show I want to tell you about. First off, PrisonPlanet.tv makes so much of this radio show, the websites, the films possible via your subscriptions to PrisonPlanet.tv. It's $5.95 a month. You get a yearly membership, you get 3 months free, but you can go do a trial month to month, $5.95 at PrisonPlanet.tv. Not only all 18 of my films, my weekly TV reports, we videotape a lot of the in-studio interviews, the Sunday show, expanded extras from films, like you got an hour and 40 minutes extra from Endgame that wasn't even an extra on the DVD, called Endgame 1.5. Now we take at least the fourth hour every day and have a document cam. We have two in-studio cams on myself and whoever my guest happens to be. We're going to have several guests in studio a week. We generally do, but we're going to try to make sure we do that each week now. And, of course, we have a video feed where we can also show you exclusive videos first. Like we premiered 20 minutes of my new JFK film, some of the raw footage from it here last week. That's going to be happening every week. Things have never been seen before. We'll premiere here at Infowars.com. You can go through and get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for that. So that's very, very important if you want to be able to see the fourth hour. Now, today you're going to get the third and fourth hour with Kurt Nemo and George Humphrey on the document cam. Also, there's other sponsors that make this show possible, and one of them is New Vitality. They have an excellent website. We have a link to that up on Infowars.com, where you can link over to New Vitality, some of the pages where you can get discounts. And they just have a lot of really amazing products at the New Vitality website. You can also give them a call for things like the Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse. Really cleanses you out. 1-800-569-4056. Or their Super Beta Prostate if you're 45 or older. A lot of men have prostate problems. These are well-known herbs. This is just mainline herbs. We don't sell any of the magic cure stuff here. Sorry. This is just well-known for good prostate health and to shrink the prostate. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. Also, we have the great folks at eFoods Direct, the place I've decided to get storable foods, I guess, five different times since 2001. And it lasts more than 10 years in climate control, 10 years out in the barn or in the attic. If it's not climate controlled, it's freeze-dried. It's been dehydrated, and it's just really high-quality food. It's all clean. None of it is GMO. Some of it does not have organic certification, though. That's a fine line there, but none of it's GMO. 99% is organic. Stuff like the bananas, they can't get those. It's very hard to get them organic, but they are non-GMO. So they're just wonderful folks. With all the uncertainty going on, it's a good idea to give them a call. 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633, or huge banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, Kurt Nemo on the other side, in studio with us. Everybody watching on the video cameras at PrisonPlanet.tv, there's Kurt there, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have Kurt here with us. He is such a character. We'll be right back. I guess we're all characters in this office, though. All right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with hour number three.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.